call the meeting order at 5:38 PM. Roll call. Sean, are you here?
Here.
Wilma?
Here.
Stacy? I am here. Allegra?
Here.
All right. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And will our fearless leaders lead us, please?
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Jared, you're leaving next time.
We had to catch up with or slow down to be with you. Your voice was...
All right, we're looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
I want to request that we make some corrections. There's some clerical errors on this.
All right, what do we got? Okay,
so on the under consent agenda B, it says bills and warrants, 10-1-25 to 10-31. It should actually say through 11-30-25. We have 2 months worth of warrants. And then next meeting... is going to be held January 21, 2026. That's
at the very end. Can we add approval of the agenda with any additions or deletions, just to put it next to it next time on the actual agenda?
I don't know the answer to that, but I will clarify with our attorney how.
That's what we do at the other meetings too, and then
I know we don't really add things, so we're not adding and deleting. We're making just clerical errors. That would be the only time I would request that we do that, because we really can't.
Right, you can't add it without notice, but I mean, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so with those clerical errors, looking for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I will most first. Oh, now I see why you gave me that. Is Katie keeping track?
She is keeping track.
Okay. One was first, all second. Do I need to do a roll call or all those in favor?
No.
Roll call. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy's absent. I'm aye. Allegra?
Aye.
Motion passes. All right. Can I trade you some while I miss that? Does it have it on there? Okay.
I passed you one.
No, I got it, but it normally has one where it has this on every single one, but it doesn't. Consent agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like that one.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
There's one error that's not like that.
Perfect. Thank you.
So we're on approval of consent agenda.
Yes, we're looking for approval of the consent agenda with the clerical errors.
No, we don't have clerical errors for that.
That's already approved with the agenda.
Right, so we're just on the consent agenda.
First from Wilma. I will second. Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacey's absent. Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. Public comment. This is for matters that are not on the agenda. Anybody in person, online, wish to speak in public comment? All right. Item number 6A, board reports.
Nothing
to report? All right, 6B, executive director, what do you got?
I thought I had something else, but I'm a little flustered at the moment, so I can't remember.
A little frazzled. Do you want to come back to that?
If I remember, yeah.
Okay. 6C, do we got a finance report? I think I see.
Yep, and Debbie's here with us.
All right, Debbie.
Good evening. Sherry, do we need to wait until the action item section, or are you allowed?
Please go ahead and do your full report.
Okie dokie. I am sharing my screen. Let me know if you can see it.
It's there.
Okay, we are going to start with Long Valley Charter. This is the first interim budget, so the first opportunity of the year to make revisions to the budget, with the next cycle being in March. The major changes at Long Valley that were made to the budget, we've updated the anticipated ADA. You will note a decrease in ADA at Long Valley. This results in a reduction of LCFF funding. However, there is some additional state and local funding that was added in this budget cycle. On the state side, there is a new discretionary block grant called the Student Support Professional Development Discretionary Block Grant, otherwise known as SPUD Bug. So those state funds have been added in to the budget, as well as some money from Lassen County for a mental wellness counselor position. In addition to those changes in the revenues, there were changes made in salaries and benefits to reflect the current needs of the school, as well as a small drop in the book supplies and material needs for the school. But you do see an increase in the other outgo. That is to reflect the interest on the USDA loan that's being paid back. We do have the full amortization schedule now, so we were able to appropriately budget. So overall, you went from a projected deficit at the July budget to now a budget surplus in that first interim budget. This does leave
Can
this.
I interject, Debbie?
You bet.
And now we are back up to 250 in our enrollment. So the ADA won't reach 250, but it'll be somewhere in between. So that number should go up when we get closer to second interim. Our revenue will rise because our ADA will be up.
How come orange 250?
Because we won't have had 250 kids every day.
Ah, okay. We're up to 250.
Back up.
Well, that's
Sorry,
great
Debbie.
news. No, that's great news. I'd love to hear that. The next couple pages of the packet are the details. Are there specific questions on the details before I jump over to multi-year projections and cash flow? Okay, on the multi-year, you will see a deficit currently projected for the 2 outer years. This is something that Sherry and I will, of course, look at as we're going into the next budget cycle. But I would also like to point out that fund balance, and the percent of reserve that you have there. So a few years of a deficit and strategically spending your money is not a bad thing, because that is such a healthy reserve. We would just be concerned if this trend were going to continue year after year after year. But you can see already in that third year, the deficit is decreased. But we'll continue to monitor that. Cash.
And can I just add, sorry, Debbie, to
Yep.
keep jumping in
No,
there.
no, no. Don't ever apologize.
I'd just like to make everyone aware that the state does not expect to see this. The fact that we're handling our money well and have a good amount of reserve is not looked upon happily by the state. The state looks at us and says, if you have that much money, then we should not be funding you at full price. We're going to stop funding you that much. So truly, we have to work a little bit to pull that down and show that we're working those dollars down.
Yeah, right. We show them too much in our applications.
Exactly. Okay, Debbie, thank you.
You're welcome. Along those lines, there is a 3-year cash flow projection. Cash flow does appear to be steady and positive over those 3 years. No concerns about dipping low into territory where you would have to go out and get extra financing to make sure that you met your obligations. That is Long Valley. Am I okay to move on to Thompson Peak?
I'm seeing head nodding, so
Great.
we're good.
Okay, so Thompson Peak at the time of first interim budget development actually had their ADA up by a few students. So this does result in an increase in your LCFF funding or that general purpose entitlement that you see there on the first line. As well, we have included in the other state revenue the spud bug and some additional funding from prior years that we had anticipated using last year but didn't get used. So that's going to be used up this year so that we use it by the deadline. So that results in an increase in your projected revenues. And then over on expenditure side, overall, those have decreased minimally. There is an increase in certificated salaries, offset by a decrease in non-certificated salaries. And that is just adjusted for your current needs and your current staffing levels. Books, supplies, and materials were increased to meet the needs and demands of the students and staff. But vice versa, on the other side, services and operations, we were able to decrease those anticipated expenditures based upon your actual expense trends for this year. This results in a projected positive net revenues or surplus of about $318,000. Are there questions about specifics in this budget? Okay. Then moving on to the multi-year projection. Again, same scenario as Thompson Peak. We are projecting some small deficits in years 2 and 3, which of course will be looked at to see if we can alleviate those. But if not, the reserves at Thompson Peak can sustain these losses. Though, as you can see, they're not quite as big as they are over at Long Valley. And cash flow demonstrates for the next 3 years, plenty of cash on hand to meet all of your fiscal obligations. Any questions?
So just there's people present who maybe don't know what is First Interim about, why?
So first interim, there are three major budget cycles of the year. There's the July or adopted budget. That's the one that we do at the end of the school year for the next school year. Then first interim is your first chance to take a look at your expenses, where they are trending, and make adjustments as necessary so that your budget aligns with what's actually happening at the school. It's also a good chance to catch any legislation or funding that was passed with a state budget that is typically approved after the adopted budgets have to be approved by. So that gives you an opportunity to capture any of those changes. And then you go for a couple more months, and in March, by March 15th, you need to do a second interim budget, which again allows you to realign what's actually happening at the school and the needs of the school, so that everyone involved, the board, staff, parents, know that the school is aligning their budgets with the needs of the students.
Okay. Thank you, Debbie.
You are welcome.
And no one else has a question? Okay. So we'll be adopting that, approving it in our action items. Okay.
All right. Well, then, if Debbie's done, then we'll go to 6D. That was all submitted in writing. All right, information item 7A, Executive Director, Superintendent Succession Planning Updates.
So I just thought that because not everybody was here while we were doing these, we started several years ago with making a plan. I think it was actually like 2018, 19, somewhere in that neighborhood, knowing that my retirement would require some other skills to be brought along, people with other skills. And so We've been marching along with our plan. We're editing the plan at this point, and it's something I talked to you about a few months ago, that instead of retiring in January next month, I'm going to hang in until June. And two of the pages that were in your packet take us to the current time, and it spells out what's going to happen for the rest of this school year. You'll notice we've talked about our leadership team, and all the leaders are listed there and what their responsibilities are. I made note of the kinds of things that Misty's in training for right now. And the following page just breaks down the responsibilities once I have officially retired. So, any questions? You'll see I'm still on there because it's my intention, your intention to have me 2 days a week, and I'll be supporting. Hopefully everybody will be carrying on, and I get to just consult as well as help make sure we get through charter renewals and WASC and LCAP until we turn those over to someone. Questions, comments? Allegra, I think you were not here when, as we've been doing this since you're new to our group this year. You looking at a copy of it, you guys?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm happy to sit down with you, Allegra, if you want to talk in more detail on anything of where we've been, where we're going. I think most of the leaders are pretty happy with where what their responsibilities are or will be. They're comfortable with that, and there's a lot. This is kind of a nice time for me. There's a lot that have been turned over already, and people are doing them and just getting some support. So think we're in good shape. Just wanted to share that.
An extra 6 months doesn't hurt.
Yeah, the
4 years.
extra 6 months the extra 6 months felt necessary to not leave things feeling crazy, right? Yeah.
Sherry, do you think there will be additional needs in July to support the current administrators?
I don't think so.
Everyone has enough support?
We all think that.
Okay.
Well, you'll still be around for the 2 days a week
Yeah.
after that.
Right. So I think that won't be obvious then when everybody has those responsibilities. I can help if necessary, with more tasks, but and then we'll know if there's any more support needed.
Will that be a separate new contract, or what is that going to look like once you?
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to say 2 days or free as needed.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Notification.
Or if somebody gets pregnant,
Hey, you threw a wrench in that one, huh? No, for budgeting purposes, you would make a 0.4 FTE agreement with me, and then if you needed more, you would authorize more.
then we'll have more interim budget talks, and we'll figure out.
Exactly.
It's still
Exactly.
maybe.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Allegra good enough to speak with everyone?
Yeah. Thank
Good.
Seven B, the behavior matrix.
Oh, we had talked, you guys wanted us to talk with the safety committee, the students, and teachers. So we don't have a final plan yet, but we did do all of the talking. So I've talked with every grade span. I've talked with the entire staff. I still have quite a few coming back with some input. And we talked with our safety committee, and I created just a rough draft of the level ones and level beginning of level twos. We still have the rest of level two and level three to do. But just so you guys can kind of see where we're going, and if you have any comments or input or anything to add as we go on. But all of the input that's on here is just kind of a culmination of the students and teachers and parents so far. It was really kind of interesting. Most of the students, believe it or not, said, "Oh, exactly what we do right now," right? And like that was really hard. They really have a hard time seeing outside the box of what's happening just right in front of them. So that was good. But they felt like a lot of what we do is fair. So, and surprisingly, the parents did too. They said, "Well, we're just going to look at what the students said. And if we agree with it, we're going to put it on there." Okay. Yeah. So we'll be working on finishing up the level twos and adding the level threes in. By January, that will be done.
I think it's a great start and getting all the kids vested and into it. You know, now you guys are fully aware of what's going to happen the first time you do, second time. So there's no excuses for any. Yeah.
You try to say that even now, Jason.
Well, no, I get it, but I mean, this having this actual
Right. And
behavior
the other
matrix
teachers
in
too.
place, you know, there's no excuses.
Well, and there's no excuses for everyone, every staff member and families to know what to expect.
Yeah,
So.
and staff knows that, hey,
Right.
this is the second time and you need to do this. This is, I think it's a great start.
Great.
Any comments or anything on this, Sean? Where are we? All right, then we'll go to 7C, high intensity tutoring pilot program.
So that's with Jen Kirby, myself, Ms. Talamantes, Brandy. We did the cohort for 8 weeks, and we learned about the effectiveness of the high impact tutoring. And so Jen and I had met and put together a slideshow just to kind of touch on that and what our plans are at each site to implement the high impact tutoring.
Does Jen have a copy of the
Yes, she should.
presentation?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And Jen's on another campus.
Yes,
She's in Susanville.
Okay.
Oh, look. Thank
Are
you.
you able to hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. So like Hannah touched on, it is a research-based tutoring program that's meant to target our learning gaps and help students, especially those that are disadvantaged. They project that it could improve up to 15 months of growth in 1 year of implementation. And so we have a lot of high hopes for it. The tutoring model is small group oriented, so it's typically one tutor to four students and no more. It allows for personalized attention and targeted instruction. We are currently utilizing both iReady diagnostic results and tailoring that to our iXL program that we have access to, as well as iReady lessons. And we are, I so in Susanville, we are providing a weekly tutoring, not tutoring, a training session for our tutors. And we're going to have Brandy Allingham join in on that from Portola. And then in Doyle, they're going to meet with students and site admin weekly, I believe, Hannah, you said, right?
Yeah. So here at Doyle, what our plan is to utilize our high school students so that they can earn the CTE credits, and that will be they'll be supervised by myself most likely when Ms. Talamantes goes out on leave, so that they can also so they will be our tutors here, and so I will be the one kind of guiding them.
Now, are we focusing on our students that are 2 years or more behind in grade level and trying to get them up? We're going for the ones furthest behind to with the tutoring.
And we're focusing on math this time around at all three sites.
And then reading, all possible.
Yeah, hopefully down the road.
This was a pilot to see how everyone took some training,
right,
and to see how, what, instead of trying to do this much, they're going to keep it a little more narrow so that we can really monitor results,
right,
and see what's effective, what may be our challenges.
Yes. So we had a soft launch at TPC for most of probably about half of November and then all of December so far. And we've had a lot of really good responses. Our tutors have come back to share that students are getting really excited because they're mastering the content. We have set it up so they do a pre-assessment before the lesson so that if they all know it, then we're not wasting the time on something that they already have knowledge of. And then they move on to the next one or they continue with that lesson. And then on the third day of tutoring, they do a post-assessment for the whole week so that we can guarantee that they've held on to it after multiple days. And then we have kind of a collaboration at the end of the week to say what went well, what went not so well, and how to adjust. We're hoping to fully implement at all three sites in January. And then we'll have between 8 and 16 students at each site being serviced. Beyond this year, we're hoping to increase the number of groups offered and then implement also reading and writing if possible, if we have the staffing for it.
So after full implementation, we should get an idea update in like June, like, hey, we brought this person's level up from 2 years behind to one. We'll have some kind of data by June.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. And is it like a group from each grade level, or are you focusing on a certain grade levels?
So for Doyle, we're focusing on grades 3 through 5. And then I believe Thompson Peak is focusing on a little bit wider range because of the independent study side of it.
So in Portola, they're focusing on a wider range of grades because I think they're going to focus on students with IEPs. At Thompson Peak, we're focusing on 7th and 8th grade, the middle school grades, because at our site, that's one of the largest groups for testing. And so we're hoping if we target them first, then we'll be able to increase a larger range of scores.
Really, they I think for doing a pilot, they really needed to figure out a small group, yeah, focus based on the need at each location, mm-hmm, and have that autonomy to be able to figure out what was going to be best to get started.
Sweet.
Yeah, Jen, how has your soft start gone?
It's been really amazing. We have some attendance issues that we're going to try to iron out next semester. We are going to use not having them do the iReady practice at home as a carrot to get them here in person, because that we want to know that the data is relevant to what we're doing. And so we're hoping that that is going to make a little bit of a difference. That's really been the only hiccup. Other than that, the kids who are coming consistently are super excited, even our tutors. The IXL program that we're using here, they have been able to do the pre-assessments on their own. It's super user-friendly. And so even like if I'm not here on a Friday to walk them through how to do it, they've been able to get it done and have it prepped and send me a message saying, hey, we're all set for the next 2 weeks. So that's been a really magical element. But they had a lot of really good things to say today about just the student enthusiasm. And when they did like pass those post-tests at the end of the week, how excited they got. So it's building a lot of their confidence.
Nice. Jared Brandy's been working with students. Do you have any feedback from her?
I know a couple of the students, I've run up to me and like, Mr. Morgan, I passed this skill. And I'm like, that's great. I'm so proud of you. And then they walk away. But no, they're like, when they finish a skill, they're actually legitimately energetic about it.
Awesome. Who gets the credit for this idea?
Does someone need credit?
Well, I think it's a great idea. When we're behind, and I think this is a proactive approach. It's
high impact tutoring has been on my radar for a while, and the state offered how many weeks was it?
Eight
weeks.
They called it a sprint. So this group has been online. Is it like 2 hours? What? How many hours is it each time?
It was like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Hour and a half. Yeah. So they have participated in this, learned, and developed a plan as they went. So it was really, I think, well run and well planned by the state. And it was free. You had to apply, but we had a team and they showed up and
wow.
came together. I'm so proud of you guys, really, for I got to see their presentation that they did to the state folk and some other schools. And I thought it was really quite well done. So good job, you guys.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Is that all we got for 7Z?
Mm-hmm.
Right. 7D, information items, E-rate update.
Jared, you're on this one. E-rate update.
So every year we go, we request bids for different services. So the last time we went up for category one, which is our internet service, was 3 years ago. And that was the max amount of contract. If you look at what our snapshot is here, so this contract right here is with Lassen County Office of Ed, and they provide our actual internet service. But because we're so far spread out, we then have to use Plumasier Rural Electric. And that is what this cost is. They are charging us this much for our data being transferred from one location to the other. And then because we're using this government program, it chops down from $68,000 to our portion just being $13,000, which is an amazing discount. Thompson Peak, because they're so much closer to LCOE, ends up with just that $5,000 annually, and then they only have to pay $1,000. So it is a long process. We're starting to go out for bid right now, and then probably March, April, we'll be coming to you guys with some contracts, possibilities, and then it is just a very long, drawn-out process, but it saves a lot of money.
Does it sound like Plumasier is interested in giving us the same kind of huge discounts, Jared? Or?
Well, so this discount is not from Plumasier Rural Electric. The discount is the government paying this portion of it.
Okay.
And then so when I was talking to Robert Talley, he was saying that you guys know the fiber optic that's coming through everywhere. He said probably in another year or two, that'll help with our dollar transport, but it's going to be pretty similar this next go around.
So we should probably go with not a three-year contract, just get us through the fiber optic phase and then try to go open it again? Or what do you think, Jared?
That's not the worst idea. Probably a two-year one would be my guess suggestion. Just because there's always going to be problems and setbacks, and a 2 years probably makes sense.
What is the company we're contracted with to help us with the documentation?
So they're called CSM, and no recollection on what it stands for.
So we are working with a consulting firm.
Yeah.
Because the paperwork, the online stuff, it is super complicated and very intensive documentation wise. So we have a group that helps us to make sure we get all our money off the table and don't leave anything on the table. And that becomes somebody that Jared and Elle will meet with and have those kind of conversations and see what recommendations they have for length of time and, you know, look over the bids.
Is that how we do it last?
It's how we do it every time. Yeah. But we were starting to look at what was coming and thought it might be good to just give you a quick update of where we are.
Right. Well, thank you, Jared. All right. 7E, California School Dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Jared, do you mind sharing in the board packet page 44? Starting there.
Actually, don't have it open on my computer, but I can get it there in a second.
Okay. So the California School Dashboard, big website that looks at our scores. I put that in here. I put a link on that page so that you could actually go to the full report and dig down as far as you want. What we saw were improvements. First was Long Valley scores. And it's printed so weirdly on here in the board packet. Yikes. Yeah, these are hard to fit. They're hard to read. Thank you, Gary. Can you go up a little bit on there? There you go. So Long Valley, chronic absenteeism, we improved. So we lowered the number of chronically absent, which gave us a green. And our suspension rate, we lost a little ground in that one because more students were suspended. But I don't think we're suspending. All our suspensions are for good reason. Our English language arts and mathematics both went up. They both improved. Jared, will you pop into, and if you go on here, when you go into the website, it does take you in deeper. You can see how many points we improved by in each area. Next month, Sarah will be doing some more data reporting because we'll have the two sets of iReady scores, so you can see what that looks like. And Thompson Peak, you see, has greens in the absenteeism and suspension rate. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here.
How did we fare on ELA and math? Are those improvements?
They are improvements. We were in the orange and in ELA, and we moved into the yellow.
Right. So, yay.
Okay. So, someone we're focusing on with the two.
Correct. Sarah and I sat with a data company today to look at lots of details of our scores, our CASP scores, and the fellow on their side, their lead analyst, was really happy for us in every grade level improved in ELA. And he said, you know, contextualize that for me. And truly, we did two things. We paid attention to our testing environment, and we paid attention. We did a lot more instruction in writing. So the ELA went up because writing accounts for probably about 25% of their score. So it was a win. And so we continue working on writing and now add in this piece for math and hopefully make even more growth in the mathematics. So just want to point that out to you. Okay.
And that's it on 7E.
Yep.
We'll go to 7F, the Student Loan Policy 6022.
Mm-hmm. So this is a report. This is the next two items, the cell phone and the artificial intelligence. This was a way to bring this forward. I wasn't ready to bring it for approval. I want more parents to comment on it before we bring it next month for approval. So just wanted to share, I've been saying that these are going to come up. So we drafted some policies that are in alignment with what the state says we should be doing to just start giving some guidance.
I did notice on the cell phone, just on the third bullet under consequences, there's a on the second sentence, it's missing one of the words. Should say device will be delivered, and there's no B in there.
Okay.
Did you hear that, Katie? Did Katie hear Wilma's comment?
I think she looks like she's looking.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So comments, questions?
Nothing left to
do. And we're going to do the AI separately.
I don't think we need to do it separately. It's grouped up. Yeah, it'll come back next month. But it gave us a start to say what could be, should be acceptable, and to start providing some guidance, because there's a lot of confusion for students, families, staff, and to just start. I think it's going to be updated with some frequency as we learn things.
Right. And then that will be on this chart also.
Correct.
That's, yeah, that's what. How are the parents weighing in and getting told what that's going to look like?
So that policy now, the draft, will go out on a parent square so people can review it.
Perfect.
Yeah, so I want to push it. I want that net to be pretty far. I'm not going to do it before break, but when we get back, I'll send it out.
Okay, then they'll get a chance to weigh in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Action items 8A, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the first interim budget for Long Valley School and Thompson's Peak Charter.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
First and second. Any discussion? All right, roll call. Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacey's absent. Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
Motion passes. AB, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated salary schedule due to the increase in minimum wage. Who's looking for a motion?
I'll make a motion.
First.
I'll second.
And you have to forgive me, the chair's not allowed to motion. It's weird, so that's why I'm always like, I don't want to second. But all right, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacey Dapson. Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
8C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated attendance policy 6001.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Just a second. Any discussion? This may not be the right exact kind, but is there a cheaper way to let the parents know without spending $10.44 to send a letter in the mail certified? I'm just, is there, can you do a certified email or?
You mean because of the notification?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
at the point that we need to notify them in that way, feels like I want something signed and documented in that way.
Okay. Well, later day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not the time anyway. Okay. I just seen it. Holy crap.
Yeah.
All right. No other discussion. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey's gone. I'm here. Aye. Allegra?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. AD, discussion of possible action regarding acceptance of the 2024-2025 annual audit.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? All right. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey's absent. Aye. And whoa.
Whoa.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Wow. Randy Collier, I mean, AKA Allegra.
Hey.
I don't know what to do at this point, but
so Allegra,
gonna put AI.
They don't have that on there, right? So you can just say Allegra. Okay. I have no idea how that name popped in there.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's all
right. Yeah. AE, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the updated graduation requirements policy 3004.
I'll make a motion.
First.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacey's absent. Aye. And Allegra?
Aye.
Motion passes. 8F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of amendment number 1 to the MOU for athletics with Fort Sage Unified School District.
I make a motion.
First. I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? All right. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy's absent. Aye. And Allegra?
Aye.
That's it. We did not make record time. We will adjourn at 6:24. Sorry, I disappointed you, Sean.
6:24 is that what you said?
6:24.
Yeah, sorry for the technical difficulties. Everyone have a good holiday.
Absolutely. Gonna have a better holiday too. Take 2 weeks.
So-